It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
For me, Mr. Baxter?
Yes, I did, Miss Perkins. Is there a tape recorder around the office somewhere?
Oh, yes, I believe there's one in the sales department.
Oh, fine. I want to borrow it. Take it home tonight.
Oh, I don't think Mr. Billings likes it to go out of the office. One of the salesmen took it home one night, and Mr. Billings was very unpleasant about it. But perhaps if you want it...
Miss Perkins, I have every confidence in your ability to persuade Mr. Billings to let me borrow it for one night.
Well, I think I can manage it, Mr. Baxter.
See, I thought it'd be nice if my family and I sent a tape to Aunt Maggie. Cheer her up while she's lying there in the hospital.
Oh, yes, in fact, that reminds me. I wanted to ask you for her address in Montana. I just wrote her a letter.
Oh, did you? Well, that's very nice of you, Miss Perkins.
Would you like me to read it to you?
No, that's not necessary.
Oh, I'd like to read it to you to make sure I said the right thing.
I'm sure you did, Miss Perkins. How could you say the wrong thing?
Just the same, I'd like to read it to you. I just wrote it this morning. Oh, I didn't write it on office time, Mr. Baxter.
Oh, Miss Perkins, really, I didn't...
No, I would never write a personal letter on office time. I came in a half an hour early to work this morning so I could use the office typewriter, which I hope was all right.
Oh, yes, of course. Look, just get me the tape recorder.
I'll get the letter. It's right here on my desk.
Miss Perkins, you do not have to read me the letter you wrote my Aunt Maggie. First of all, it's none of my business. And secondly, I'm due at a meeting in 5 minutes, which is why I asked you to get me the tape recorder, because I'm late. And furthermore...
This will take a second, Mr. Baxter.
Okay. All right. I'm sure anything you said is fine.
Dear Miss Sorensen, I can't tell you what a shock it was to hear you'd return to Montana only to fall and break your hip. And I hope it won't be long before you'll have more than one leg to stand on. I thought that might be rather amusing. You know the expression, doesn't have a leg to stand on.
This
is just a little variation on it. Did you get it?
Yes, I got it.
I just wanted to make sure you felt it was all right to put a little humor in my letter. I mean, she is in the hospital, so I wondered...
Miss Perkins, it's fine.
Your Aunt Maggie always enjoys a good laugh.
Your letter's fine. Now, look, if you'd be good enough to
then
try to...
Then I went on about what I was doing. Then I said, I do sympathize with your being in the hospital. It's so dreadful to be sick. Since you left, I've had 2 terrible colds, so my sinus is acting up again, and the doctor said it might have something to do with my bursitis and my back, which has not been good at all lately. My mother had her gallbladder removed 2 weeks ago.
Miss Perkins, when somebody's lying in the hospital... Now, wait a minute. You asked my opinion about the letter. Well, I just meant, if somebody's in the hospital, isn't it better to write a cheerful letter?
Oh, this is a cheerful letter. I went on to say that Mother's doing fine and that I never complain. Why, I was just writing your Aunt Maggie the news. I'm certainly not complaining.
Okay, fine. The letter's great. Very humorous. Now, do you want to get me the tape recorder from the sales department?
Yes, Mr. Baxter. Oh, I put a P.S. on the letter from my dog, Cupid. Woof, woof, woof. Get well, Aunt Maggie. Love, Cupid. Then I drew a picture of a little paw print.
That's adorable, huh? Miss Perkins, get me the tape recorder, please.
No, I'm not going to talk on the tape, Bob. I'm not. You know I don't like that sort of thing. I get nervous and I'm so embarrassed.
Nervous? It's just us, Peg.
No, I don't care. I get all flustered. I'm no good at that sort of thing. I don't like it.
Oh, Mother, come on. Don't be silly.
It's ridiculous. Now, come on.
Will you let go? Let go of
What's
me, will you?
What's the matter with you? You just have to talk into the microphone. That's all.
I don't know what to say. Quit dragging me, Bob. No, just cut it out.
Oh, for Pete's sake. You're not auditioning for a Broadway play. You're just saying hello to Aunt Maggie. Here she is, lying in the hospital in Montana with a broken leg, and I should think you'd want to do something to cheer her up. Let her know that you're thinking of her.
I have written to her every single day.
A letter is not the same thing. You and Debbie and I will just talk casually.
No, you and Debbie can talk. I mean, since it doesn't bother you, but I don't know.
Well, why should it bother you? I don't get it. You're just being silly.
All right, I'm being silly, but I don't like talking into a tape recorder. First of all, I don't like my voice.
Oh.
It doesn't sound like me at all. It really doesn't. I mean, I know my voice isn't like that.
Mom, nobody likes his voice when he hears it on a tape. I don't like mine either.
Oh, for the love of Mike, this is just for Aunt Maggie. She knows our voices. She's not going to sit there listening and criticize.
Look at the fool I made of myself at Evie and Fred's party that time. Everybody else talked into the tape, and they were funny and amusing and witty, and they were so relaxed, and I was just awful.
Oh, Peg, everybody was just having fun with their new tape recorder.
No, I wasn't having fun. I hated doing it. I couldn't think of anything to say, and then they played it back, and I hated my voice, and I sounded like an idiot. And when we got home, you made fun of me, too. You did.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. But you just acted so silly, the way you're doing right now.
You said I was a poor sport.
Well, you were. It wasn't that important, just the same way this isn't important.
Well, if it isn't important, then stop fussing. You and Debbie do it. You like doing it. I don't. I mean, I just get all, you know, nervous. And
you know, you have got some of the silliest hang-ups I ever heard. And you can at least say hello, if nothing else. Now, come on. Would somebody please tell me why they make tape recorders these days so it takes a full-fledged engineer to run one?
No, Daddy, Dad, just calm down.
Well, there ought to be one button to push and one button to stop it.
Here, let me see the instruction manual, Dad.
Yeah, just a minute. I'm trying to find out where it says how to record. Oh, look at this booklet. 22 pages.
That's just because it's also printed in Spanish and French, Daddy.
What's the matter? Can't you get it to work?
It doesn't play back. Debbie and I talked for 10 minutes, and when I went to play it back, nothing.
Well, I think I'll go on.
Stay right here. Don't go running up and locking yourself in the bathroom again. You are going to say something to Aunt Maggie.
You've got it all hooked up right, Daddy. See what it says about playing it back.
Okay, just a second. Turn level control 1 clockwise. Yeah, that causes the pointer of the left-hand VU meter to deflect.
Daddy, read this. You didn't turn up the volume in the balance control after we recorded.
Yeah, sure, Well, come on, let's try it.
We just thought we'd sit here in the den, Aunt Maggie, and talk to you.
Hey, that's
it.
Great.
Yeah,
for some reason, Peg has gotten all kittenish about this. Mike fright for no reason, and she's gone upstairs and locked herself in the bathroom.
Oh, why did you say that
on the tape?
We'll try to drag her down just to say hello, at least, and then we'll all just sit here and tell you what we've been doing since you left us and how much we miss you. So now I'll just turn this over to Debbie for a minute to say hello.
Hello, Aunt Maggie. But I think Daddy should check first and see if this is recording, because the needle isn't moving, Daddy.
Oh, I know what you mean, Mom. I hate my voice, too.
Okay, now I'll start it again, and this time, Peg.
I don't know why you do this to me, really.
Honey, relax. It's just us. I'm going to press the start button, so just say hello to Aunt Maggie. At least say hello. Okay.
Is it on?
Yes, it's recording. Go on. Aunt Maggie, here's Peg.
Hello, Aunt Maggie. How are you?
Don't yell. Just talk in your normal voice and relax.
If you're going to criticize, I'm not going to do this at all.
Go on. The tape is rolling.
Aunt Maggie, I know what I forgot to write you about. The slip covers finally came and they were all wrong. Well, I called the department store. I must have talked to a dozen people. I was so mad. Finally, I got the manager of the upholstery department. I think you remember him. And he said, yes, Mrs. Baxter, is there something wrong? And I said, is there something wrong? I said, first of all,
Peg, honey, don't waste all the tape talking about the slip cover, please.
First of all, it's not the same fabric I picked out at all. And he said, now, you maybe remember which one he was, Aunt Maggie. He was the tall, with sort of stick-out ears. And I said, Mr. McPherson, I selected the green and gold with that tiny fleck of black. And he said, what are you laughing at?
Go on, you're doing fine.
I said that I've been shopping at the store for a good many years, Mr. McPherson. And I said, it seems to me that when my
mother
picked out this fabric.
She wouldn't even say hello, and now we'll never shut her up.
And I said, now, you remember, Aunt
Maggie. Boy, this is typical.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair. This is your roving reporter, about to interview a nose.
How do I look?
You're not on TV, Nose. This is for radio.
But how do I sound?
Pretty stuffy. Why don't you use four-way nasal spray?
Is four-way the leading brand?
Not yet, Nose.
Then why should I use it?
Because you can't buy faster decongestant relief than four-way nasal spray. And four-way can cost a lot less than the leading brand. A lot less. Here, just follow the directions.
Hey, that's a blast. You can interview me now.
Thanks, Nose, but I just did.
The Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant relief possible. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.